If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What up, Chip?
Hey, hey.
Oh, my God. The listeners are going to be pissed about your sound.
Oh, no. Is it bad?
It's just a little echoey, but tell the people what happened.
Well, I'm in New York for work, and I completely didn't even think about, I'm gone all week, so I didn't even think about packing my microphone. So back to amateur hour over here.
Right. For one of us, at least. No, I'm just kidding.
So I'm on my AirPods. Because I used to do this when I didn't have the microphone. I would use like real headphones that had like a cable mic. And I don't even have that. So hopefully there's no NYC interference.
I think it'll be all right for one. The people can forgive you, hopefully.
You know, it is beautiful in New York City this week, so I can be out roaming the streets, but I'm here with y'all.
Wow. We feel so blessed with your presence. Yes. Thank you. Yes. What are you doing in New York this week?
Elle has, she had three shows in New York this week. So she played a little club on Monday night called Rockwood Music Hall, which is like down on the Lower East Side. It's a singer-songwriter room where she started her career. And during the pandemic, they had to file for bankruptcy and they're fighting to stay alive. So Sarah Bareilles reached out to a bunch of artists that started in New York that played there historically and asked them if they would do a charity show.
That's cool.
You know, if they were available to come to New York to do a charity show. And we happened to be coming because she's playing tonight. We're recording, today's Wednesday. She's playing tonight and tomorrow night at Radio City with Tyler Childers. So we were already going to be here. So we agreed to do it. And, you know, it's like a higher price ticket than normal and sold it out. It was a really, you know, fun moment. I mean, she even said, she was like, it's just weird to like come back here and play songs that have been hits on the radio because she was used to playing there and no one being there.
That's amazing.
But it was also awesome too, because she used to do, back in the day, she would do a cover of the song My Neck, My Back by Kia. And listen to it on streaming. But it's a little crass, so she doesn't really do it anymore. But she it was her encore song and it like brought the roof down.
Oh my God, I would love to see Elle do that. Yeah. That sounds
It was so good. Yeah.
Oh my God. So, if you're listening and you don't know what that song is, just go ahead and brighten your Friday morning with it. Make sure no kids are in the car though.
No kids in the car after drop off.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's so fun. I'm glad you guys are having a wonderful New York trip. I feel like New York this time of year is really fun. I don't know why. I love New York in the summer, even though it's a little warm, but.
Well, I mean, right now it's only it's like 82 degrees and there's a breeze. Like,
sounds like a miracle based on what it's like in Nashville lately.
I know. Well, what it's like all over the world. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's literally been perfect the 3 days that I've been here. So, and tomorrow it's supposed to rain a little, but I'm leaving in the morning. So.
Look at that. Sunshine on your side. My neck. My back. This is like a singing episode because I was about to launch into, this is actually just my take on this song, but it's the first of the month. Get up. Because it's the first. That's not even the right words. Is. But you guys, that's the version of that song that we'll sing on the Velvet Sesh podcast. Because
there you go.
It's the first podcast of The Edge for August. Right. Yeah. So here we are. First one. First one, we always come to you guys with sort of the theme of the month. We always pick a word this year. That's been our way to do things. I know we switch the format sometimes, you know, like somebody emailed and said something about that. I would love to know what you guys are liking and not liking. Like, I know switching sometimes works for people and sometimes it doesn't. But Chip and I are always trying to keep the content a little bit fresh and different. And so if there's something you're liking or not liking, always email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. It helps us to know what you guys enjoy listening to, and even the stuff you don't. So present it nicely. Like, but we do take,
constructive criticism.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to know. So email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com with your feedback about different formats, about the way we set things up. And if these words are resonating with you guys, it helps me to streamline like my thoughts, because I'm kind of all over the place sometimes. So it helps me to have a focus of a word or kind of the energy that we're looking at that month. And I think that's worked for us this year. So that's why we did that. It's just to kind of,
I think it might seem like it's where it's a bunch of twists and turns, but I think otherwise it gets really stale because we're just two normal people that are talking, you know?
Like, yeah. Well, it's nice to feel like you have a purpose. Like, I think the whole point of this podcast, I know for me, has switched over the years to really like, you know, we used to talk about just like, I was kind of scrambling like random people in my life that I thought were interesting, you know, we'll still do that. Like talk to people we think are interesting, but I do really enjoy kind of connecting with you guys on this like spiritual journey. And so in like a learning journey. And I think as we all go through life, if we're kind of asking ourselves questions or getting different topics that maybe we wouldn't hear about all the time and just learning and saying, yes, I like that. No, I don't like that. Like, you don't have to like everything we talk about on here. To me, it's just an interesting conversation starter sometimes to like look at the harder topics or see how other people are living their lives, like dominatrixes and ex-porn stars and things like that. Like, I just find it fascinating. So let us know again, what is resonating with you guys? If you like the words, because we'll start thinking about what we're going to do for next year, obviously, in the next couple months. So email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com for the.
I've also always been a naturally curious person, too. And I think sometimes there are things that culturally have a stigma put on them unnecessarily. And I like that this podcast gives me the opportunity to sometimes ask a question without feeling like it's coming from a place of judgment.
Totally.
Like, it gives me the license to talk to people like you listed before. And
yeah,
because it is like, I might not be able to walk in their shoes, but then it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be allowed to, you know?
Right.
And I certainly want to know about it. Like, I'm curious.
Absolutely. Enough. It's fascinating.
And who knows? Like, maybe I'll try something one day that maybe I'll get into porn.
Oh my God. I was going to say, I would love to see that. And then I'm like, no, I could never watch that. Like, that would be so weird if you knew someone or had a friend who got into porn and all of a sudden, oh, that's right. You have that one guy. But it's like so weird to me. Like, I mean, I guess we see our friends naked, but like, I don't want to see my friends having sex. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, or getting really turned on. That like stresses me out so bad to think about. So it's just such a weird thought.
I also have a college friend who, I won't say her real name because she goes by a stage name. Her name is Jackie St. James, and she is like one of the most awarded writer directors of porn at the AVN Awards.
Oh yeah. You told me about her.
Yeah. She went to University of Virginia. Like, she's a really bright woman, and she found a career there. And I think her stories probably are more evolved than the normal porn story. So, at the end of the day, it's still porn, but it's interesting. She found a path.
Right.
I love it. Yeah.
Very interesting. Anyway, we're curious people. So we're going to keep having these kind of conversations that pique our curiosity. But as I said earlier, we'd love to hear from you guys. And even if it's things that you're not liking or if the format isn't working for y'all, let us know so that we can make adjustments. Because obviously we do want everyone here to be happy. It's a mutually exclusive situation. Right. You know, is that the right way to say that? Maybe. I don't know. I just caught myself.
Yeah, it's like it's mutually exclusive or mutually beneficial.
Yeah. That's where I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Little brain fart there. Anyway, this actually kind of leads into our topic and our word of the month, because as you mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in this lifetime. And if you live in this little bubble, in this little like sheltered world, you don't really know anything but that world right in front of you. And so sometimes if you like then are forced out into a bigger world, I was going to say bigger and better, but maybe you don't look at it that way, but a bigger world, it can be overwhelming. And you have all these different judgments and perceptions that you might need to abandon to really kind of open yourself up to what else is out there or what you can learn or what might, you know, be a positive that could be brought to your life. So we have chosen the word abandon. And when you and I were talking about it earlier, you said, yeah, I just have this like energy right now of just letting go and being free. Like it's the end of the summer. There's some sort of, maybe it's because you're in New York, you're feeling that. I don't know, but did you want to talk a little bit about why you felt that kind of thing today?
Well, you know, it's, I've been sort of feeling free. And like, as the summer, it's crazy to me. Cause like in Nashville, school's starting in a few weeks and it just blows my mind. And the older I get, the less summers I have in my life, it's just mortality. And, you know, it's not like I'm sitting around like worrying about dying, but I'm like, while I'm here, I might as well live. And coming toward the end of the summer reminds me of that. And, you know, I'm fortunate that my job doesn't really have seasons like everyone else's. So we can kind of move around a lot and I travel a lot for work. So I'm really fortunate there, but the summer still ends for all of us. And there is just an energy that is different in the summer. Like people just feel more free. And, you know, I have downsized a number of clients that I'm working with. And so I have a little bit more free time in my life. And I think for the first time in that I can really remember, I'm allowing myself to take advantage of it, because I've always had the mindset of like, if I'm not doing more and more and more all the time, I'm going to get behind and I'm not going to overachieve. And rather than like looking at what I have achieved and rewarding myself for that and being like, it's okay to not do everything and sort of fill my own cup. And so I am trying to abandon some of those old habits and some of those old ways of thinking for myself. You know, I don't know if it will ever be, you know, perfectly possible for me to do, but I definitely feel like I'm making steps in that direction. So it just kind of felt like where I am. And it was nice to recognize it too. Like when we started talking about it, I was like, I felt like it was a good time to articulate it, I guess.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Yeah, and I love that you're looking at the word abandon from this place of freedom. Like, I told you, when I first looked up the word abandon, there were three different very clear definitions. They're all extremely different. And it's really interesting because I know I've talked a lot about, you know, like my relationship history on the podcast here, and some of my relationships are very dysfunctional. And so there was a lot of like abandonment wounding. And so I've had this attachment to the word abandon and abandonment as such a negative thing. But when you said it to me earlier that way, I was like, that is a really interesting thing. Like abandoning the things that keep us shut down and locked down and like held down. And the definition for abandon in that capacity is allow oneself to indulge in. They abandon themselves to whatever the desire was or whatever. And then it says a complete lack of inhibition or restraint, which is what I think you were kind of talking about. Finding
like reckless abandon too. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought it would be an interesting word to explore because there's so many different ways that you can look at it. There's obviously the way I talked about in relationship before. There's the way you just talked about it. And then there's another one that was like to give up completely. And one of the things that I have learned as I've gotten older is as a human, I think I'm a person who kind of grips to things. Like if I start something, I don't want to stop until I know that I've completely exhausted every option. Like I've done that in relationships too. Like I'll hold on until I know I have done every possible thing. And I'm learning that like in some ways, a lot of this has come for me in lessons in dating. Like as I've been dating the past year, when I realize like this is not a match, I'm letting go of it. And I'm doing it really quickly now. Like I'm not trying to force it. I'm not going, well, like second guessing myself. I'm very clear. Like this is not the match for me. I'm not feeling it. I'm not whatever. And I communicate that. And I have found so much freedom in that to just to put stuff down that doesn't serve me or to walk away when something doesn't serve me. And it's really interesting to look back on my life and go, God, did I really create so many problems in my life by not having that capacity to just walk away when the time was right? You know, when you realized something wasn't serving you or right for you or whatever. So I just think that there's a lot of different ways to look at this word. And I like that we're tying it to the word freedom, because I think that it doesn't have to have a negative connotation. And I do find that the older I get, the freer I feel, just like what you're saying, because I think you do start to look at life a little differently. You're like, that ain't worth it. I don't have that much time left.
Right.
I want to go live.
Well, I think it's definitely harder when abandonment happens to you, but when you are choosing to abandon something, and you know, it's like we can all beat ourselves up over drawing things out longer, but I do think it's about learning and figuring out and, you know, what is going to work for you, what isn't going to work for you. And you've been through enough of that to now know.
Yeah.
I also think too, it's like, it's about making the decision to do it. And once you're comfortable being like, I'm okay letting go of things, the whole process of abandoning shit, that like literal shit in your life, is so much easier.
Yeah.
And you know, I think about the term reckless abandon, and that is how I like, I've always been sort of a free spirit, but like the pressure of work and success was always sort of my underlying foundation. But I would like, you know, when I lived in New York, my friends and I, like, we lived in a state of reckless abandon because we had no money. There was nothing for me to lose except for my life.
Sure.
And sometimes I didn't even care about that because I just wanted to have fun. And I think, you know, in the end, that is a sort of selfish approach to things, because it was like, I didn't care about consequences at the time, you know, like,
well, that's just how you live in your 20s, though. It's like,
totally.
You also don't have, you think you're invincible. It's like, God, right. I mean, 20s are like freedom all over. Cause it's like, you're finally out of your parents being under your parents' thumb. And then
you've got a little bit of, you've got a little bit of your own money. Yeah.
A little bit. I had none really, yeah. But you don't really need that little. Much either. No, yeah. No, so, no. But yeah, but you don't feel like there's consequences. I remember that about turning 30, you're like, oh, well shit. Like shit just right. got real because now I can't be like, oh, well, I'm still in my 20s figuring it out. Like, no, by 30s, you're supposed to kind of, yeah, it's not cute anymore. And it only goes down from there with that. So, right. But what's interesting is maybe it's like, I feel like you're 30s and I mean, we're both in our 40s, but I'm finding even in my 40s, like I'm getting to this place of wanting to go back to a more like 30s were so intense and so hardcore. And now I'm like finding more freedom, but my freedom is within myself. Like it feels different than the freedom we're talking about in your 20s. I think, but maybe there's some similarities there. I don't know. We can explore that more this month, but.
I don't think they're completely dissimilar. I think one is more intentional.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe.
I mean, I've certainly had the intention of having a great time, but my intention wasn't. To make mistakes or like to do things that like might hurt other people, you know, like, cause all I was thinking about was myself. So yeah. That's why it was like reckless abandon. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, it's a much more intentional thing. It's like, what can I do that is for me to feed me and not just be selfish? You know, it's like a good selfishness now.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, this month we're going to explore this word. And all of the ways that you can abandon things in your life and what that looks like. And the song that keeps coming to my head right now is because it's like August 2nd right now, but it's August. Have you seen all the memes popping around that's like with the Swifties? And it's basically like the first day of August, they turn their anthem on, August by Taylor Swift. Do you know? You probably don't even know this song, do you?
I don't know if I know the song.
Salt Air. Just kidding. Oh, yeah. All the Swifties listening, what up?
What up?
But that song to me, it's funny that we're choosing the word abandon in August because that song sums up just reckless abandon. Like it's, she talks about you're just living for the hope of it all. Remember like when you first met a person, this is probably when you're in your 20s, you meet this guy and you're like sitting by the phone. You're just like waiting for him to call. She talks about like canceling plans because she was just waiting for him to call. But I was living on the hope of it all. And just like everything is just flying by the seat of the pants. But it feels so good in the moment. It's like the summer fling. I don't know. I like that energy for some reason.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
So we'll take that energy with us. In August with the word abandon. If you guys have any thoughts you want to bring to us in general about the podcast or just about this word and what you're thinking and some ways that you'd like us to explore it this month, email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can also reach us on Instagram. I'm at Velvet's Edge. Chip?
I'm at Chip Dorsch, CHIPDORSCH.
Oh, he got that neck working today.
Popped. I heard it today,
he
too.
Just popped your own neck. Yeah. Wow, we old.
I needed that. Yeah, we old.
Well, anyway, as you guys go into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Do you remember how long it took us to come up with that ending? That is just fascinating.
Well, how long it took for you to get it right?
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
Yeah, we're not, we can't say that anymore. Remember?
Time to abandon. Bye.
Anyway, abandon ship. Bye.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope.
To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.